This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Can never let this happen to another president again. I can tell you that. I say it very strongly. Very few people I know could have handled it. We can never, ever let this happen to another president again.
All right, that's Donald Trump, the president, saying that this can't happen to future people in his position because of what he's talking about, what happened with the Mueller report, the 2 years of the investigation, and the fact that he was not implicated in collusion with Russia to rig the 2016 elections. But there's a few little nuances with that. You have Bob Mueller, who hasn't said much. You have the House demanding a full Mueller report in 8 days. It's nothing but that report that everybody's talking about. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, we kick things off this week, and that's what we're talking about here right from the get-go. Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio from Talk Media News, joins us. Bob, your reaction to the president's reaction to the Mueller report?
I think that the president, Kate, is 1,500% plus correct to say, you know, he's right. I mean, no collusion is what, unless Mueller would come out publicly and say, oh, no, Barr wasn't telling the truth, which I don't think is going to happen, no collusion. And on the other, it's at least a wash in the sense that Barr himself, the attorney general, didn't say the president was exonerated, but he didn't say there was enough to charge him. So could be a gray area. But again, look, this was all about, you know, the potential of the Manchurian candidate, the collusion, the Trump Tower, the Russians, Vladimir Putin. What did they say in secret? And no collusion. President wins on it. He was right to come out and say that. And I thought it was kind of interesting. You know, he quit disparaging Mueller because of the, you know, because of the report. But, you know, president battled this and he won on it.
Yeah, absolutely. He won on it. And, you know, now it's Lindsey Graham, the senator from South Carolina, saying, I want a special counsel to investigate the Mueller probe. Do you think that'll happen?
Well, I mean, investigating the Mueller probe, I think, would be a waste of time. And there's another critical move because I'll tell you who else, you know who else was vindicated today was Nancy Pelosi. You know, 2 weeks ago, she said, well, he's not worth it, you know, to impeach. She was trying to stop her conference, Kate, and we talked about that. And, you know, Nancy Pelosi was right. If they would have jumped on impeachment, imagine 2 weeks ago he needs impeached over this, and then the report comes out. And I raise all of that because they don't need to be investigating Mueller. And Nancy Pelosi, the speaker, also knows, do they really need to go month after month after month into 2020 almost reinvestigating you know, what Mueller really said, or re-looking at it themselves? You see, I think on that one, the speaker will put her foot down maybe privately with some of the members.
Yeah, absolutely. Israel today, of course, there was a bombing. Sadly, you had some kids and seven people all together, I guess, in a house. So here we go again, Gaza, Israel. You know, is there ever going to be peace in this situation?
It's really going to be tough. I mean, it seems like the tensions are up. Netanyahu is up for election. And, you know, there's going to be, and of course, you know, the Hamas knows that. They might be agitating as a result of this, you know, or just increased tensions. I don't see that we will be stepping in as a broker very much because we've already kind of decided some things. Jerusalem, the Golan Heights. And once we've done that, I don't think we will be, through Jared Kushner, the brokers, you know, of the deal. Maybe somebody else will have to step in Europe with us or something. But, you know, I thought, remember the Rose Garden handshake years ago?
Yeah.
I thought that was it, but it's not.
Yeah, just you never know when this is going to happen because we keep seeing those photo ops, and then it's not 100% all the way in.
Right.
All right, speaking of not 100% all the way in, wow, Theresa May, talk about embattled. The British lawmakers basically whipped up control of Brexit, the whole process, from Theresa May. Does she have numbered days as the PM?
You know, I think she's obviously on the edge because they've seized control of Brexit. That whole process has been so mixed up over there, too. The people vote, then they're not going through with it. Then she tries to intervene, and then they take it away from her. So I think that she's on definite shaky ground. I expect some changes eventually over there in Britain in the near future.
Yeah, and then, of course, a big story today, Michael Avenatti. Wow, what a bombshell that is, trying to bribe Nike and saying he had could implicate them in this huge high school scam. You know, he dropped that to somebody, and, of course, you know, that's not good for Michael Avenatti. And, in fact, here's what he had to say, Bob, today.
I am highly confident that when all of the evidence is laid bare in connection with these cases, when it is all known, when due process occurs, that I will be fully exonerated and justice will be done. I am highly confident.
Everybody probably remembers this. He might be highly confident, but that he really kicked up his name when he represented adult film star Stormy Daniels in her battles with the president, and he was charged with what prosecutors say is this shakedown, attempted shakedown of Nike for $20 million. He was hit with separate embezzlement, too, and fraud charges as well. So what's the deal here?
Well, also, he had the $50,000 bond, I think it was, for domestic situation not long ago. I mean, the people that are really sweating today is CNN. You know, they have Michael Avenatti and Mark Garagos, who's, you know, indicated that he's maybe part of this. He's a celebrity attorney. They were fixtures on the network, and today both were you know, released, obviously. But it's a big deal, and not only the other problems that Avenatti has, but again, yeah, a $25 million shake-up, shakedown, you know, Nike, and the way they did it, just from what I've been coming to understand, Kate, was so bizarre. Basically, just kind of saying, hey, Nike, you've got till your stock's going to be announced, your quarterly stock, to cough up $25 million to us. So I think he is in big-time problems, big time.
Yeah, I agree, too. All right, Bob Nay, thank you as always.
Thank you.
Yeah, the Avenatti thing is crazy, and as Bob said, he's a CNN contributor along with Mark Garagos, so Avenatti and Garagos are both in the middle of this thing, but Garagos wasn't picked up, and he hasn't really responded to anything, but according to the criminal complaint, Avenatti did say, as Bob said, he told Nike, I'm going to go public unless that you pay. And guess what? It didn't happen. Avenatti offered to take $22.5 million for his silence. Give me a break. So how about this? And you think of these two attorneys, and Garagos, too, if you look at him, he represented Michael Jackson, Winona Ryder. He's defending Jussie Smollett, and he's charged with falsely reporting. He was the victim, of course, Smollett, of the racially motivated attack in Chicago. And why is Garagos, why he hasn't been charged in the Nike case, but his name is coming up, who knows? And this comes on the heels of a tweet Avenatti put out where he said he was going to reveal a major high school / college basketball scandal reaching the highest levels of Nike. Wow, the shakedown. Speaking of shakedown and lots of money, did you get lucky over the weekend? Let's find out on the flip side. Stay with us.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare?
Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with a story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
That first number up is 66, followed by the number 52. Now, for the rest of those numbers, we've got 60, 24, rounding it out with 25. Your Powerball number tonight is 5.
Yeah, your Powerball number is 5. Nobody had that. The Powerball lottery jackpot, oh my, has climbed to $750 million for Wednesday night's drawing, potentially the fourth largest jackpot in U.S. history. You buying a ticket or two? So the game has gone for about 25 drawings. That's how it got up that high. And in case you don't know how it works, any ticket matching all the winning numbers, shazang, you win the $750. In Saturday's drawing, there were 10 tickets that had 5 numbers, but not the Powerball. 8 of the second prize tickets are worth $1 million. 2 are worth $2 million because the person who got it spent an extra dollar for the Powerball option. I mean, they just figure out a way to just get you to pay whatever. So anyway, New Jersey had 8 tickets that matched 4 of the numbers, $50,000 each. That's not bad. Like, if you just said for the heck of it and you threw a couple dollars down and then you got $50,000 and had to take out a little taxes, you feel pretty good about that, right? But something about hitting a big one, it's like that David Johnson, the supermarket worker from Brooklyn. Think about it. He's stocking the shelves, coming in early, taking his coffee break, stocking the shelves, saying hello to the neighborhood, and then he hits the $298.3 million jackpot on December 26th. I don't know why it makes me laugh. So he took the cash option, $180 million. He's not stocking the shelves and taking the coffee break anymore. But maybe somebody gets lucky. I mean, eventually, right? Somebody gets lucky. Sometimes it's a whole anonymous thing. It depends on where you work. Where you actually not work. It depends on where you live, because in some states you have to, you know, they have to be able to release the name. But in a lot of them, you don't have to have your name released. I would think you'd have to move. You'd have to. I mean, look, what's the first thing you do? Your mind is blown. It's a staggering amount of money. I don't care how well you do or where you are in life. The first thing you'd have to do is figure out the whole tax thing and what you're going to do with the deal and et cetera. There would have to be lots of behind-the-scenes maneuvering before you really came forward, I would think. And because this one's so high, of course, there's all kinds of stories about former people that won and what happened to them and what kind of option did they take and, you know, that whole deal. And there have been some huge jackpots. I mean, naturally, if they roll over, they get bigger and then they get bigger and then they get bigger and then they get bigger. And, you know, so the story goes. There's just something about it, right? There's something. It's like when you're a kid. It's like when I was a kid. The stories, because my dad died when I was 8, but what I remember about my dad is he was a writer, and he was a voracious reader, and he read books to me all the time. And the stories, he was so good at the fairy tales. I think he was already planting the seeds, the dreamer seeds in me. So he would read the stories like, you know, the Golden Goose and Willy Wonka. I mean, how many times did I hear the whole Willy Wonka saga? Of getting the ticket, the whole thing, and, you know, oh, there's that lucky moment, the poor Willy, and then all of a sudden, you know, the riches are his. I think that's what it is. It's the rags to riches thing. And even if you aren't completely rags, the whole idea of a windfall, just this windfall flies in, and it's all for taking a chance, you know. And now, especially because there's more lotteries. You know, before it was just like bingo, or you could go do the legalized gambling thing or the bookie thing. But now, you know, as I look around and people who like to gamble because they think they're going to get that windfall in a different way, this still is even a completely different feeling, I think. So this is odds and ends, and we start with the Powerball because I like to say that this show is one about reason, because I feel like I'm the voice of reason. I invite people who are left of left or right of right or no labels or frustrated or whatever you are to join in the conversation whenever you want to dive in. And you can always flip me an email at katedelaneyradio.com, but also about what's the buzz in your backyard and mine. And so, yes, people are talking about the Mueller report, the results, the 2 years of the investigation. And if you were someone who wanted to see Trump go down, did you really think that was going to happen? And, of course, it doesn't. And if you were someone who wanted to see the president vindicated, voila, I mean, he was vindicated. He was not caught in any kind of collusion with the Russians. And, you know, you just knew how long this was going and going and going and going and going. Other people fell for all kinds of reasons, but not the prez. So he is right to say, I'm going to take a victory lap. I think he is, because I'd do the same thing. Forget Democrat, Republican, under fire or loved. You bet I would be taking that victory lap. That's not a shocker. And this is part of our discussion and what we talk about. How much money do we pay taxpayer dollars in this whole thing? And I would love, if I could be a fly on the wall, I would have loved to hear some of the conversations Mueller had with his team, what they were tasked with while they were uncovering things, and part of those conversations he had with Michael Cohen, for one, would be big. Paul Manafort, I would love to have been a fly on the wall to listen to that nonsense. And then, of course, some of the others that are falling down on this. Roger Stone, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with him. But I think this time the stone sinks, because they have him on a couple of things. And when they have you on something that is legal and not a technicality, you're going to do some time. So there's people that are doing time that were people around the president at different points of this whole beginning of his administration, but not the president. So 34 indicted, and we know some of the bigger, familiar names in this. And isn't it ironic that Michael Avenatti, who was had the hatchet out and kept throwing it toward the president, everything to do with Stormy Daniels, boom, now he is caught in a giant net. Forget about the whole pay off the porn star thing. Now he's up to his neck in it after being arrested outside the office of one of Nike's lawyers. And then he comes out of the courthouse, says he's confident he's going to be exonerated and this is going to be done. But I don't know. You got to think, if Nike, what? He's alleging they made these payments to high school basketball players, and unless the company paid almost $2 million to one of his clients and $15 million to $25 million for him and an associate to conduct an investigation of Nike, then that was it. I mean, they were going to squeal. Something was going to happen. So isn't it interesting what's happened here? And where is this going to end up? So the investigation into this is continuing. Prosecutors are saying they haven't decided whether to charge Avenatti's associate, who I mentioned already, Mark Garagos, who's a very famous name. He's always on the tube because he represents any celebrity who gets into any sticky situation that has money, frankly. He knows the courts. He knows the people. And he knows how to get people out of those situations. But different story when you're on the other side of this, right? Nike's saying that they have cooperated with the government and an NCAA investigation for more than a year. So they reported Avenatti to prosecutors, so maybe he overshot his hand, where he thought Nike wasn't doing anything, but yet they were, and it could have been somebody representing them, who knows. But, you know, there was nothing to shake down, I suppose, and that's perhaps what led to this. Isn't that interesting? And then there's this other problem with him. He had the scheme where he was looking for three loans from a Mississippi bank in 2014. He inflated his income, allegedly, by $5.2 million. Falsely reported he paid $2.8 million in federal tax to the IRS during the two preceding years. And at the time he declared the tax payments to the bank, prosecutors say he made no tax payments for those years and owed the IRS $850,000. So he has a lot to sort out. I mean, a lot. And, you know, Stormy Daniels said that what she knows about Michael Avenatti, she's saddened but not shocked by news reports he's been criminally charged. She said she made the decision more than a month ago to terminate his services after discovering he had dealt with her extremely dishonestly, and said there's going to be more announcements to come. How about that? Uh-huh. On the flip side, you bet we're going to the man cave. We got Hoop to talk about.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Our top story this hour, lawyer Michael Avenatti under arrest in New York City. He used to represent porn star Stormy Daniels. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
The charges first announced in Los Angeles included wire fraud and bank fraud. U.S. Attorney Nick Hanna.
On his Twitter account, Mr. Avenatti describes himself as, quote, attorney, advocate, fighter for good. But the allegations in this case describe something different. A corrupt lawyer who instead fights for his own selfish interests.
Federal prosecutors in New York charged him with trying to extort $20 million from Nike after the company refused to pay him to conduct an internal investigation.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow up 14 points to close at 25,516, the NASDAQ down 5 points, and the S&P 500 off 2 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. The Kentucky Derby is the pinnacle of horse racing. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to witness the Kentucky Derby in person. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000. Use it to purchase your dream home or pay off your mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
Oh, come on, stretch, they come here at the Derby.
The fashion. The mint juleps, the parties. This is your opportunity to experience it all firsthand, thanks to the Rocket Mortgage Home Stretch Sweepstakes. Enter for your chance to win $250,000 and one of 20 VIP trips to the Kentucky Derby. The Rocket Mortgage Home Stretch Sweepstakes. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Oh yeah, we are in the man cave. And of course in the man cave, it is all about NCAA March Madness. I know that you probably filled out a bracket. Maybe you didn't, and maybe you think all the people who are doing that nonsense are crazy. But everywhere you go, the game is on. At the dentist's office the other day, the game is on. Did you see that shot? No, I was too busy having my teeth clean, but thank you very much. At church, outside the church, do you see the game? The game is on. I mean, I'm kidding. But seriously, everywhere you turn, that's it, because there's just nonstop hoops. And they say it's one of the times where people are the most distracted at work because they're watching to see what happens if their team wins and they can circle it and move on and how they're doing in their brackets against everybody else. So people who normally are not paying attention, let's just say, to such things are suddenly fans and are extremely interested. The game that I was interested in, because I picked Duke to win the whole thing, and what a layup that is. They have the best player in basketball, in my opinion, in college hoop, Zion Williamson. who's the Duke forward, who's incredible. He's a manly man. He doesn't look like a kid playing basketball anywhere. 32 points, 11 boards, and 4 assists. But this is how it went down in the second round of the NCAA tournament in the East against UCF. Check it out.
Zion Williamson with a free throw to try to tie it. 65% shooter. Looks up. Lets it go. Missed it. It's short. Offensive rebound. Barron. And Barron lays it in. Duke leads by one. 12 seconds left.
Thanks to Westwood One for that. And R.J. Barrett, a little play-by-play action there. So 77-76, Duke wins it barely. Boy, Coach K's face was bright red. He looked like he was going down for the count. So Duke moves on. And there were a lot of tight games, close finishes so far up to this point. But here's what you need to know. All 16 favorites in the NCAA tournament won in the round of 32 for the first time this past weekend. So if you had plunked down, I just want you to think about this for a second. If you had put down $100 on a 16-team money line parlay, they call it, so you picked all the 16, you know, the favorites in that, you would have won $8,226.23 for that $100 bet. What are the odds that hardly anyone did that? Probably pretty good, I'm just saying. That's what I'm thinking. But some of the games were those really tight finishes. And then, of course, there were the blowouts of teams that you knew were going to happen, like Florida State blows up Murray State 90-62, and of course, the Seminoles are just that good. But LSU and Maryland, that was a tight game. LSU pulls it out 69-67. Villanova went down. They've won the championship for the last 2 years. All of their players broke out of college. All of the really known names did. So surprising they even won their first one. But they're out in the second round. Purdue beat them 87-61. They had a very easy time with it, and so March Madness rolls on, and maybe you're paying attention, maybe you're not. You probably are paying attention to this, football heads. Rob Gronkowski wins 3 championships, plays for 9 years for the Patriots. You know, he's had all kinds of injuries, and he decided to call it quits, so Gronk is done. The ever-popular and ever-supportive Larry Fitzgerald, who you catch with Arizona, said this about Gronk and what the future holds for him.
We're going to miss him and what he brought to this game, his energy, his excitement, his love and passion. He'll be sorely missed, and I wish him the very best in retirement, and hope he come back to Arizona to hang out with us a little bit.
All right, so that was the big news, because you know, people were sort of surprised. I don't think I'm necessarily surprised. All the sports that I've covered just as passionately as politics or business or anything else that I'm talking about. But having covered him and watched the injuries, I would say it took its toll. I mean, he's 29 years old. He's a young guy. Maybe he changes his mind. Maybe he decides, gets up one day and decides he wants to go back into it. We've seen that happen with other players. A former tight end great decided he was going to come back to the Dallas Cowboys, but he played for 15 years. So who's to say that he might change his mind? I don't think so, though. And he's definitely a Hall of Famer. So he's retired, unlikely, as his agent Drew Rosenhaus said, that he'll ever play again, because you just, again, think of the injuries and all that that entails and why come back and go through that. It doesn't make any sense to do that. You know, Jason Witten might have done it for the Dallas Cowboys, but he's healthy. So there's a big difference there in him missing football, wanting to come back out of the broadcast booth and get back on the field and actually stunning some people too. But Gronkowski, I don't think is such a stunner. A stunner to some is how much money baseball players are getting, big, well-known baseball players, for their new contracts. Mike Trout stayed with the Angels. We told you about that last week. And if we're in the man cave, we're talking about the enormous salaries. And one of those is Mike Trout, of course. And finally, he talked about the pressure of the $426.5 million deal and his new contract. Here's what he said.
A lot of talk about going back east and back to Philly. But, you know, I enjoy every minute being here. This is my home. You know, I love it. You know, a lot of things went into it. I think the direction of the franchise, that was big for me. I think if it was going the other way, I would have had to consider, you know, going. But, it never crossed my mind that I was going to be Angel for life.
All right, so there you go, an Angel for life, because Philadelphia, that did come up. Would he go to Philadelphia? But nope, that's not happening. He's staying put with the Angels, and he is one of the best players in baseball. So that's a very, very good thing for Angels fans. They have to be excited about that, and it's a big deal, though. They're really putting, you know, Art Moreno and gang, they're really putting the money down on this one player and what he adds to the team, and why they wanted to do that. They knew how popular he was and decided it was worth that money. And of course, he, I think, has plenty of good years left in him. And there was, even for his press conference, you just heard him there, there was like 3,000 people or so that showed up for that, fans that showed up to hear what he had to say. So he got the largest contract in North American sports, topping deals that Manny Machado signed with the Padres and Bryce Harper signed with the Philadelphia Phillies. He now has the high water mark, and they have been going back and forth with his agent. So, you know, he's a Philly guy. He lives in the East Coast, and he grew up in New Jersey, and he is a big Sixers fan and Eagles fan and all that. So they knew that that was kind of pulling at him. His age, the possibilities, the numbers he's compiling. They haven't won a playoff game in his 7 full seasons, but if they improve the farm system, which they have, and they get a couple of other players, and he is kind of the crown jewel in the middle, who's to say that that won't happen? There's some interesting moves and some big money that's spent in a couple of different directions. So to me, flip a coin, everybody's trying to get that World Series, and they're willing to build maybe through the farm team and to spend the money, some of the teams anyway, to get what they need. And to keep him was a very, very big deal. And how about this? The judge rules on this one. The Supreme Court said Monday they're not going to step in to referee a copyright dispute between Nike and a photographer who took a well-known image of Michael Jordan. So that means a lower court ruling for the athletic maker stands. Photographer, this was a crazy story. Photographer Jacob Rentmestro, sued Nike after it used an image he took of him in the 80s as an inspiration for a photo it commissions for its own ads. The company's photo, which was used on posters and billboards, then became the basis for the Jumpman logo for Nike's Air Jordan shoes. That was his photo. So he sued Nike in 2015, saying both the Nike photo and logo infringed on his copyright image. And this whole photography and image thing is a big deal. And that original photo of Jordan, this is how old it was taken for Life magazine in 1984. He was a student at the University of North Carolina. He's holding a basketball in his left hand and leaping sort of ballet-like toward a basketball hoop. He was preparing for the Summer Olympics in L.A. Yeah, who knew? An iconic photo, and the photographer thinks he deserves the money, but how about went in a different direction? We're going in a different direction next. Coming up, we're talking about my trip to Ireland and a few other things mixed in between.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
To Ireland. They say fill your heart with Ireland. In fact, go to Ireland.com and you will see the eye candy of that island that will blow you away. I'm so excited to be traveling around Ireland here at the start of April and interviewing some of the country's most fascinating people. I'm going to be traveling through the ancient East. You'll see these lush green fields, and I'm going to post them all over the place. You'll be able to catch glimpses of that on my Facebook page, Kate Delaney Fan Page. That's where you'll go, Kate Delaney Fan Page. Or Instagram, Kate Delaney Speaker. You can catch it there as well. And, of course, I'm going to have all these great interviews coming up on the show, the towns, the rivers that wind through and around the rituals that go on and have gone on for thousands of years, the magic, the myths, that kind of stuff. I love that. I love history. There's nothing better than going back to the lands of my family roots because I'm 100% Irish, meaning, you know, the Fitzgeralds, the Delaneys, they came over from Ireland from two different areas, Cork and Tullamore, or Tullamore, I guess is how they say it. But just the ancient burial grounds of Newgrange and the ruins of the abbeys, the castles, and all the history those walls hold, can you imagine? And what I'm really stoked about is winding through the 1,500-mile wild Atlantic Way that kind of snakes, like you look at a map of it. I was looking the other day. It snakes up the west coast of Ireland from the very south up to the northernmost tip in northern Ireland. And, of course, I am a huge, huge Game of Thrones fan. Winter is finally here, my friends, and I cannot believe that a week before we see the final season as it starts to unfold, I will be in some of the areas where they film Game of Thrones. I mean, I have watched this show in and out, and there have been so many teasers about this. People are freaking out about it, and you're going to be freaking out when you see some of the things that I show you, whether you're a Game of Thrones fan or not. But if you are, even you'll know the second you see it. Like, I'm thinking of the White Walkers. I'm thinking of, oh, on April 14th when this thing premieres, what that's going to be like. And so many of the areas, I've already matched them up to where I believe I'm pinpointing to where I'm going to be. But there's no question, Ireland is amazing. And it's an amazing place to go. So do me a favor and check out Ireland.com. And I'm going to bring everything back to you that is going to fill your heart with Ireland. So excited about that. All right, so we move from Ireland, which, by the way, somebody told me the other day, make sure your passport is up to date. And, I did check my passport, but it kind of panicked me for a second because I thought, you know what, I know it. Yeah, it's up to date. And when I first took my passport out, I was looking at the wrong passport. I was looking at the hub's passport, and it looked like his had expired, but, of course, it hadn't. And then I grabbed mine, and no, it has not expired, because I would be in a full-on panic. Because even if you do a rush job to get your, you know, to get your passport, there's only so much of a rush job that you can do. And that's the problem. So you don't want to put yourself in that situation. Like, I looked at it. Where is it? Let's see. 2027. I think I'm okay. 2027. And that's the deal. So if you do take a trip overseas, that is a good thing to do, even when you think, no, I think it's okay. Make sure that you check it. All right, a couple of other things that tripped up on my radar. Did you see this thing with the cruise line that happened, cruise ship over the weekend, and there were so many Americans on it that I was looking at it, and I couldn't believe the waves I was seeing, and I'm looking at this thing in Norway, this Norway cruise ship accident, and I'm thinking, how does this happen? It's their debut. How can this happen? I don't understand that they didn't think that this wasn't, you know, this is too rough. It's stormy weather in Norway. We don't want to be there. And you see this video of it. They're carrying 1,300 people, and they sent a Mayday signal on March 23rd. They had engine failure. They were en route. They were on the way. They drifted toward the west coast of Norway. The engines cut out during stormy weather, and they had massive 26-foot-high waves pounding the ship. Furniture was flying. Winds hit 43 miles an hour. Water broke window panes. There's one person in critical condition. 9 others were taken off the ship. And then people were also pulled off by helicopter, too. And then others were just waiting for 15 hours, and they were taken, tugged back into shore. Most of the passengers were American or British. You know, there was cuts and broken limbs, and so they had these helicopters and these rescue ships But they even had to turn back. The rescue ships were called in, but somebody had to turn away because it was too rough. So you had 463 passengers who were airlifted, and the rest were on the ship. How do they decide that? Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Anyone with a serious injury has to go. So I'm sure some people like that could have been lifted off. But not all those people had injuries, so how do they decide that? I think it's frightening. I was listening to somebody talk about it today. They were in England, and they were, of course, there was another cruise ship. This cruise ship was set to go out in another week or so after they had come back from this trip, and that's not happening. But boy, looking at it, and I've never taken a cruise, right? And seeing that and seeing the people, that the hundreds that were airlifted, it just convinces me more that I don't think a cruise ship is my thing. The norovirus. And now, look, what are the odds? I know there are plenty of people who have taken incredible cruises. They swear by them, say it's amazing. Yes, there have been mishaps, but they say, you know, think of how many others have smooth sailing. So I get that, right? But I don't know, just seeing it did not get me excited to go on a cruise. That's all I have to say. You may be listening to me and you've taken cruises and you love them. You get to do all these cool things on the ship and it's a feast and, you know, you're in the seas and it's magical and everything else. But I'm going to say not for me. Somebody say, not for me. And then how about this? Just when you look at, you know, you look at Apple, they just control the world, don't they? Apple. So now you got like Oprah Winfrey and Steven Spielberg and Reese Witherspoon, who has like 18 million people on her Instagram. She does amazing things and all these people follow her. And they were at the Steve Jobs Theater stage. And they're talking about content, original content that they're contributing to the Apple TV Plus platform. Apple TV Plus is going to launch in the fall, and it's going to be part of a revamped Apple TV app, apparently. And the new service, I guess, would put Apple up against Netflix and Amazon Prime and Hulu. So they're not talking about pricing. It doesn't seem like it's going to be free. I guess maybe premium channels, who knows? But so we don't know all that entails. But look at those, the star power it has with it. So you got to assume some of this content is going to be pretty interesting. And this is more of that whole streaming thing. The world is streaming. And this year alone, 25 million Americans use, they say, we'll use an Apple TV device. So that's like 13% or something of connected TV users. Technology. It's brilliant, isn't it? It changes in an instant. In an instant. But how many subscriptions can we have? Remember when TV was free? And you weren't paying $300 for internet and Wi-Fi and I need this and I need that? Ugh! Sometimes the past was pretty cool, and it's okay to be nostalgic for it. I'm going to end on that note. Thanks to all of you for listening. Appreciate it. Make it count, everybody.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with a story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.